Pondy's getting a further x-ray either today or tomorrow, so just to see on that. Egger is still less than 48 hours after he twisted his ankle, so we'll see now quickly that settles down and take it from there.
Yeah, plenty of fullbacks in central defensive positions on Tuesday, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we probably had, you know, five natural fullbacks playing the other day, all the way across, if you include the two wing backs. So I thought they did superb. You know, especially against two extremely experienced and good centre forwards in Clark and Pope. I thought the players played well against them. They caused us problems. You know, we're not, you know, ignoring the goals that we conceded, but what they give us on the ball and in with their mobility and able to defend 1v1, they more than made up for it. So that was a good performance from everyone.
So would you take a 4-3 every week or a 1-0?
As long as it's 4-3 to us. Yeah, a win's a win. But it is in line with sort of, you know, I didn't see that sort of scoreline coming, but it is something that we're trying to do. We're trying to be a bit more expansive than we have been. We're trying to score more goals. I think we've showed over the last few games the potential to do that. We just haven't had the finishing touch. And
what was the difference then, Graham? What sort of clicked in front of goal for you, lad?
Nothing. I wouldn't say they did anything different apart from direct it either side of the goalkeeper instead of at the goalkeeper. That's it. They still got into it was the same play that we've had in the last few games. The same people crossing the ball, the same people getting into those sort of areas or same positions. And but this time we put it in the net. That was the only difference, I would say, from that performance to the last two. We just need to score goals when we create opportunities. But the progress that the players have done made in the last few weeks, I think, has been there. We just haven't had the results to justify it. So, but we weren't going to, like I said before, we're not going to chuck effing out just because of one or two bad results, because we knew it was a process we're going through. And at the end of the day, it's only one win as well. So we're not going to go overboard. We're still trying to improve the things we need to. But it gives us belief and gives the players belief that we can go out there and create a lot of problems for teams.
And a great night for Tyler Forbes to get his first senior goal, his first goal in the Football League. I'm sure you remember yours, don't you?
I do, yeah. It was a scruffy back header from about 3 yards out, and I got a dead leg at the time, so I couldn't even celebrate or anything. But that's what I mean. It was such a scruffy goal, but it was like 30 years, or nearly 30 years ago, but I still remember it. That's how special they are. So for Tyler, you know, it's bit of fun on the bus on the way back, it was just about to be shown on Sky, and all the lads watching, the aerial went, and he didn't see it, so the big cheer got, so I brought him down and showed him on the laptop. So he made great strides last year, breaking into the team. He's had to be patient this year, because he found himself out of the team at the start of the season, but he got his chance through injury, and I thought he did very well, considering he just came in at the last minute. But to get a goal on top of it, you know, was really pleasing for him and pleasing for us, because he's a great lad and he works exceptionally hard.
And a big boost for the confidence as well, not just for the team to get a great win like that, but for him in particular.
Yeah, well, for all the players, because you know, whoever scored the goals, you know, the whole squad and the whole team provided that, and they've been working hard towards that. So whoever got the goals last night, you know, everyone was pleased for them. But yeah, for a young lad to come in the team and score, especially from right wing back, getting into those positions, superb. And it was, but we know Tyler, you know, he has been a forward in the past, so we know he's got that instinct. He nearly scored just before it as well. Keeper made a good save, so hopefully we'll get those players into those positions more often.